It's Clerk Barbara Grunstein's ninth time running Anchorage municipal elections, and she says she's never seen anything like what happened Tuesday.
We heard that there was somebody spreading information that you could show up at any precinct and register to vote that day and vote that day and your vote would count, and that's incorrect information.
In fact, you had to register 30 days before voting to have your vote count. That somebody who spread misinformation, according to multiple reports, is Jim Minnery with the anti-Proposition 5 group Protect Your Rights. Minnery confirms he sent out a last-minute email urging unregistered voters to swamp polling places and vote against the Anchorage Equal Rights Initiative. Minnery says he got bad information from the municipal clerk's office. Grunstein says the municipal lawyer is reviewing the impact of the voting problems, and election workers are systematically reviewing all the votes.
What we're doing right now is the workers are going through the 119 precinct bags that came back. They're looking at the registers and looking at the commentary sheets from the poll workers and trying to assess how many ballots there will be and kind of what happened at each precinct, whether they had to use sample ballots, whether they got extra ballots added to their toll and stuff. So we're just trying to get an assessment of how many more ballots there are to look at.
The number of votes that are tallied on the municipal website now is the number of ballots that slid through the AccuVote machines. Two of the 121 precincts did not have AccuVote machines, UAA and Ted Stevens International Airport. Connie Sumita was the precinct leader for St. Anthony's Catholic Church. She says the voting was pretty quiet until late in the evening.
About 6:30, 7 o'clock, people were starting to come in and saying, we've been turned away here, we've been turned away there, can we vote a question ballot?
Sumita says 13 people ended up voting question ballots at her precinct. She ran out of official question ballot envelopes, so she made new ones. She was frustrated other precincts weren't able to do the same, and angry to hear voters at other precincts may have been disenfranchised.
We do not know how many people gave up trying to vote. And we don't know which direction they would have voted. Anybody who lost, I think, should have the opportunity to challenge this election. And frankly, I think it should be thrown out.
Paul Honeyman's campaign isn't calling for the election to be thrown out yet, but they're considering it. Mike Gutierrez is Honeyman's campaign manager. He says the campaign is still weighing the options.
I don't think that any option is off the table at this point. We're going to have to figure out just how many folks were disenfranchised and what the appropriate course of action is going to be. And of course, that decision is going to be up to Mr. Honeyman. At this point, I would say there is no option that's off the table.
With more than 97% of precincts reporting, Honeyman is trailing incumbent Dan Sullivan by a wide margin. Honeyman has 38% of the vote compared to 59% for Sullivan. But there are still outstanding absentee and question ballots. The city says it will spend the next week reviewing those ballots. Gutierrez says Honeyman's campaign has taken several calls from voters detailing problems with the election.
That is very, very, very troubling. And it really puts a cloud over the whole election and taints the election, which is a shame because, you know, a lot of people did properly exercise their right to go out and vote, and it muddies the water, and that's just unacceptable.
Supporters of Proposition 5 haven't conceded the race either, given the voting problems. The proposition would have established equal rights for gay and transgender Alaskans. It's failing by a wide margin, 58-42%. The Yes on 5 campaign says it will monitor the process until every vote has been counted and all concerns have been addressed. The ACLU is also looking into the vote. They've created a hotline for voters to provide information regarding any issues they experienced. Grunstein says there are still a lot of questions to be answered.
We need to know how many more votes there are, whether they're questioned. And then the Election Commission is going to have to go through every question ballot and verify it against the state voter registration because the people didn't register 30 days prior to the election as an Anchorage voter. Their ballot will not count.
Grunstein says that could take weeks. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.